You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
Hello and welcome to Pint of Cthulhu, Season 5, Bloodborne Edition. Last episode we had a major boss fight, with the group taking on the cleric beast. Having now come out victorious, we're going to get a repat from Cap.
All good.
I hope we don't have to redo that again. But that was fucking annoying.
Alright.
Yeah, Cap, can you receive me, Cap?
Herein lies the confessions of Dominicus Aeternus, cleric. We woke again in the fountain's shadow. The lamp's light spat us out into the square, still damp with the blood of the last battle. The dead were gone, yet their absence stank of them. We stood, whole again, but we were not healed. The doll's mercy mended bone, but it did not cleanse the guilt beneath it. I spoke to the child, I made certain that I was not amongst her fears, and we walked north. The bridge waited. It stretched across the ravine so deep that the wind itself seemed afraid to fall. On its boards lay hunters, Jorah's men, torn as if a sermon had clawed its way out of their ribs. We found Jorah alive, battle-worn. The thing that had found them climbed after, a beast too proud to crawl, half fire already, half sin made muscle. It moved like faith without restraint. We fought in fire and ruin. Hank's bombs, Jorah's shot, Gertrude's courage and the lamb's impossible acrobatics, all found purchase in the monster's hide. The bridge became an altar of flame. I pulled a coffin lid from a hearse and turned it into a spear of judgment and hurled it into the beast's heart. Fire answered fire. The monster burned and screamed. Gertrude tried to catch Jorah from falling off the edge. She nearly followed, but we lost him. The nun he guarded died with a prayer half-spoken. When the creature finally gave way, it fell to its knees, as though in confession, and burned itself to quiet. Then came the true blasphemy. From the far side, the church watched. Their hunters stood in line and watched us finish what they could not. And when the beast died, they answered with thunder. They fired into the hearse of oil, tore the bridge apart, sealing Yharnam away. Mercy, they will call it. Containment. But I saw their faces in the firelight. There was no sorrow there, only relief.
So, as the five of you are six of you with Macy here, seven if you count the dog, are standing up on the bridge. Behind you lies rubble and ruin. The path to Yharnam is no longer easy. There is fire and there is flame. You could possibly make it across if you tried very hard and got very lucky, but it seems impassable for most people and most beasts at this point. In front of you are corpses. Jorah's corpse is down below, but there are two church hunters and the man they were escorting. Those pockets have already been plundered by Vans. Ahead of you is the big stone balcony. The church hunters have now turned their backs on you. In a very literal sense, they have turned away and walk onwards deeper into the district. One or two of them seem to be overlooking the place, and you note now that there is a cache of oil right about here and here, waiting to be set off should anything try and venture closer across the bridge. Your options seem bleak. You could try and brave the inevitable explosion. You could try and get down from the bridge into the canyon below, or you could try and cross back into Yharnam. Seek guidance from Garlin, the hunter in the dream. Seek replenishment from the doll, You still have Macy with you, additionally, who is a small child and is, well, not typically great with dangerous situations. Your previous plan, led by Jura, was to get them to the church district, which should have been safe for civilians. What are you guys thinking?
Dominicus is with Macy. She's currently making a small stone sort of altar at the side of the bridge here, where we've put inside the sigils that the nun was wearing when she died.
Yeah.
We're saying a short prayer.
Yeah, if you want to, you can give me a perception check and I'll tell you a bit more about what her stuff was, since she got used as a human meat shield by Gertrude.
You want perception, or would that be religion for the prayer?
Either would work.
Well, obviously, I'm going to go for religion here. Yeah, because I got a 10 with that.
Okay, so she's more devout than most all Yharnamites would be. There are a order of sisters who are within the church, and unlike a Christianity church, not that Dominicus knows what Christ is, they hold equal rank. So a woman can become a vicar, a priest, a cleric indeed.
How ridiculous. You've met some...
Yeah. How ridiculous. How fantastical. Women in the church, burn them!
Position of power.
Yeah,
this is sacrilege! Dies. Just completely past fate. Yeah. Heart gives out.
While that can be happening, she is not one of the higher-ranking members of the church. She is one of those who devote themselves to the faith. While anyone can give blood, the church sort of initially especially tried to keep it contained to only church like run things. So, like, the church would be providing healing blood and pure blood to the people in return for donations to the church, their faith and prayer and loyalty to their church's gods, and obeying the church's laws. As you can see from Macy, that isn't always the case. Regular people start giving blood anyway and start trading it amongst themselves and getting blood drunk. But she would have been one of the people that gave blood donations on behalf of the church. The runes around her neck are the communion rune, mostly. Several iterations of it, as well as a couple of other runes, but writ small and mostly old talismans for those. Mostly it's the communion one, the one with the leaf in the eye.
Do you reckon we could ring around and get a few bottles worth?
Yeah. You could. The blood's not congealed yet. Whether Dominicus is going to be okay with you desecrating a corpse, yeah, a nun's corpse indeed, I don't know.
A perception check to see that, Hank.
Yeah, see can you can tell. Perception if he is trying to ring her out for a couple more drops.
I mean,
he's like physically ringing her, like grabbing her leg. Hurry, come on!
So why is not
no, Dominicus just saying... sends a sharp look your way that you can interpret as being no, you fucking will not.
God dang it, that's wasteful.
Hang on, Gertrude here. Okay, so Gertrude and Dominicus are the ones closest to this nun, as well as Macy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
While Macy's building this cairn, the runes are inert. You step closer and they flicker for a little bit, almost like doubled vision, slightly. And you see a red light sort of briefly tap on and tap off and tap on and tap off until it fades completely.
I think I'd better be tripping balls again.
Yeah.
And not in a good way.
Do we know what that would be, or...?
You know that that's the communion rune, the one that's supposed to hail the god's attention. This would be information all of you have.
Okay.
You don't usually see them light up, though.
Ah. Communion in... investigate why? Do we make a check to see why that would be?
You will, Cap will at least know that it's similar to the eternally watched feeling he had on the way to the bridge when all of the communion runes were like kind of freaking out and he was being noticed by something for them. But
her
this
runes,
is much weaker.
Her runes appear to be reacting to us. I'm going to turn to Macy and say to her, perhaps the gods are not yet done with us. Sorry. Perhaps the gods have not yet finished with these runes yet. Maybe you should keep a hold of them for now.
Also, you're allowed to take from that dead one, but not us.
Double will not standards. Desecrate a body. We will
not
take
desecrate.
Runes as the gods permit us, but we will not desecrate them.
Granny Gertrude there is nearly dead. Again.
Yeah, I'm not doing too well, dear, but I'm hoping to die properly one day, because existence is pain. So don't worry
now,
about me.
I'm hoping to have a formal death at some point.
Keep bloody coming back.
Dommy Daddy, I have a question, if you wouldn't mind answering. I just hope
yes,
I don't offend you by asking. Okay, so on your religion, when it comes to corpses, obviously we're not allowed to, like, damage the, you know, like, desecrate them. What are you gonna do with the nun, though? Are we just gonna leave her on the bridge? Or are you gonna burn her? Or you intend to bury her later? But if you just leave her to rot, wouldn't that be just as bad as desecrating her?
We have said our prayers. You make a good point. I do believe that we should put her on the pyre that is now burning. Burning, yeah, on the hearse. Sorry, I was... Can't remember what that was there. yeah, there's a pyre already made for us in the hearse. We transfer her body to it. Do not want no beast coming along and desecrating her.
Yep. So her body will burn. The somewhat tantalizing smell of charred meat will now fill the air. And Macy will... I think there's two big communion runes on the nun, so she'll just kind of stuff those in her pockets. And does the nun have any other runes on her? Yes, she does. She has a sort of odd-looking rune. I'm just going to put it on the map briefly, because I cannot describe this boy. That's not him.
Who's that
That's
guy?
That's a man. That's a guy.
She had a guy in her pocket.
Just a little guy. Yeah. He's just a little guy.
Or was she happy to see you?
Bit of both.
She had a man in her pocket! Oh, that nun was not celibate at all!
I'll grab the rune for you in a bit. It doesn't super matter for the very, very moment. She has like a spiky looking, weird barbed wire looking rune. That one, actually, Cap wouldn't know. Neither would the rest of you. But it's not too unusual to see like weird sect sort of runes. Like how there's 50,000 types of Catholic, that kind of thing. Some of them just get weird with it.
Get weird with it.
Get weird with it. So, you guys are still on the bridge. The nun's corpse is dealt with. You can try and get down to the valley. You can try and brave the waiting explosion. You can try and get back to Yharnam, into the lamps.
Well, there's a few other bodies on this bridge. I think we should probably burn them as well, but I've got absolutely no problem with looting them because they're all failed hunters.
So we can get blood vials out of these ones then, yeah?
Yes.
Hallelujah!
Goodness for that.
I will say that they have been dead a little bit longer than the nun, because they were dead when you guys got here.
God, so if
they have blood vials on them, sure, but I don't think you can, like, get a juicer and kind of squeeze a couple glasses out.
Just cut them on every...
I'll suck on them either way, it's fine.
Brittany's over there cutting arms off and grafting them onto her arm brick thing. Just more arms.
Oh god, there's just more hands.
Just more hands. Just dangling from the end of this hand.
Many hands make light work.
You know those little charms you used to put onto phones? You just have like a billion of them.
It's a bunch of just dangling.
Every enemy we fight, you just take a limb.
Yeah.
There's more of them.
It's like Catch
if you
want to
add more limbs, Brittany can add more limbs. I won't say it'll give her a buff unless you find a special good limb, but we'll see.
I take it the cleric beast's body has turned to ash or something. It's not actually lootable.
It is still burning. There's not much you could really get off of him. He didn't have pockets or like a rucksack on or anything. His clothing was kind of like torn apart when he transformed.
Now let me check. What did we get from that?
Basically fucked up. So. He's not ash, he's still a corpse. Beast corpses don't quite vanish like that, but he is not possessing anything.
Ah, yeah, it was 1,000 blood echoes we got.
Yeah.
Nice.
Each.
I would like to loot one of the dead hunters, if that you will.
Sure thing, hit me a perception.
That's a fuck's sake.
Yeah, you don't find shit. You find fuck all. Seems like Cartman might have stolen the only worthwhile thing off this guy.
That's 2, so that's 76.
Is that the flamethrower by chance?
Yes, by the way, that thing is on its last legs. Yeah. If you didn't eat it somewhere.
I am looking for giant hammer-like weapons.
Unfortunately, you do not find a giant hammer-like weapon.
Why you didn't let me roll? What the hell? This is
there's not a hammer on this bridge somewhere.
I pull it out of my ass. What the hell?
Yeah, you just had one keistered.
Yes, it's a very poo-covered hammer.
Rocket hammer. Yeah. Poo-covered rocket hammer. Yeah. What would it be? Roll me either skill or arcana, then, Brittany, if you really, really are determined to find a hammer equivalent.
Covered in poo.
I'm gonna roll skill.
It's going to be the Hersey's axle with a tire still on the end of it.
Oh, shit, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
That is a 5.
Yeah. You get the vague idea that you could probably maybe make like a kind of nail bat sort of thing by adding bits of the Cleric Beast antlers to the hand weapon. Extra bitch slap damage. But you don't really know how to do that at all. Right, who was looking for stuff?
So can I just take the antlers then? Just like
yeah, but you're not going to be able to make it yet, because you're all low.
Yeah, I only rolled a 4, so I was just like, as I'm transferring one of the bodies to the fire, I'm just a quick little rummage through his pockets, I guess.
I'm going to count that as this guy. He has a couple of, like, half-drunk beer bottles and shit on him. He doesn't seem to have been the highest of high lives. I'll say, what was that, 4 you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't find much of worth. And Rich, you were rolling for it as well. You have 6. Okay, for that I'll let you have 1d4 blood vials. If you're looking for those. I assume you are.
I am.
Hey, 4. Hell yeah.
I'm going to glug you could have got all of those now, because I'm very much
go right ahead. They're 1d10 each.
Is it d10 each, yeah?
Yeah.
Those. No.
Oh. Oh shit.
15, great.
Oof.
I have 2 of those.
That healing is awful. We're gonna have to find better healing items than the blood vials.
Yep.
Are there better
healing items? There are some. Okay, they're pretty rare to come across.
I'm still not even half health.
Yeah, not ideal.
It's fine. I wanna die anyway.
Well, if you want, you can always follow Jura.
Yeah. Granny leaps to her death.
Whee!
I've had enough of this.
The nun's sacrifice was truly for nothing.
No, wait, don't kill yourself. Bleed yourself dry first, then at least be
alive. You know, if one of you wants to sacrifice yourself for others' blood vials, I'll allow it.
It shouldn't be Granny. Nothing
but dust. We realize when we can't die, what we do with Pine of Cthulhu is we just start killing ourselves at this point. Like, well, if we can't die, really, fuck it.
Yeah. Right, so what are you guys deciding to do now that you've had your loot?
I guess we're gonna go to the church, considering these bastards blew up the bridge.
Aye, yep. No way back into Yarnum now.
You technically could. It would just be a shrimp check to, like, yeet yourselves and probably Macy across.
It's all on fire, anyway.
Yeah, it is. Because of what happened in the factory district, Yarnum is almost entirely ablaze.
What are you talking about? That wasn't us.
Yeah, nothing. No explosions, though. No.
3 of us were dead. Essentially, it wasn't us.
So there is, at the end of this bridge, a bunch of oil packaged here and here. There are a couple of people from the church up on top of the balcony. You can't really reach them. Well, you could try and shoot at them, I guess. Ready to shoot it if you guys come closer, and there is a doorway, thankfully one that is like an entranceway more than an actual door that can be barred, right about here.
Alright.
You guys could run for it.
I'm going to approach to where the wee oil barrels are.
How close are you getting to them?
I'm going to go to the oil barrel on the left hand side of the bridge first of all. And I'm going to see
you
if
see one of the church hunters cock out a gun and aim.
Just cock out.
Hold. Hold fire, hunter.
What reason would I have for doing that?
We have completed the task that you could not. This bridge is safe.
Safe for who?
Safe for everyone on it and everyone in there.
open this gate, nothing is getting through.
Nothing is getting through if we blow this place sky high.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelled of elderberries.
Go away, I shall taunt you a second time.
Where is your honor, fellow hunter? We have completed the task. Let us through.
Bring the sickness with you. You and that wretch you have.
Get down with the sickness.
There's no sickness here. There's only hunters and one innocent.
You should know by now, brother. No one's innocent in Yharnam.
You are here to protect the innocent. That is your only job.
Our job is to protect the church, the chapels, and those who run them.
And their job is to protect the innocent. Stop with this semantic game. Just open the gate.
Hit me a religion check, and I'll roll it against his perception.
A 9.
You speak of protecting innocents. Innocents from the plague, you? You've already fallen to it.
I haven't.
Rare is it that a beast can still speak?
Can I come
you're
in?
You're a novelty, nothing more.
And how many in there have fallen to it? How do you expect anybody to find cures?
Do you offer that then? A cure?
Is that
what you'll provide?
I offer my services to find one. It is our only purpose on this world.
Is anyone going to back Dominicus up here?
Yeah, I think I will. Granny will make her way up as well. Be backing him up.
I feel like Brittany...
Life to save these innocent people as well as us. We are 5 good hunters here. You saw us take care of that beast that you couldn't. Surely you could use our help.
Brittany's like slowly... Brittany's like slowly hiding behind a pillar because she realizes that she has like a giant amputated arm holding a brick. I don't think I'm gonna help, guys. He's like peeking around the brick, like I feel like I'm gonna make things worse. He's gonna, like,
okay, behind so the pillar. Rapid fire.
Jura was naive and a fool. However,
Gertrude, I'm gonna need a perception religion check. Cap, hit me another religion, and Brittany, hit me a skill check.
Ah, shit.
I'd forgotten about that one.
I'm at 14 now. That was my maximum religion check there.
No, that was terrible.
Eight, still. Okay. And Brittany?
Oh, that's a 4.
Okay, that's fine. What is that total, actually? Do you have a minus to stealth?
I have a minus 1. Wait. Yeah, oh, shit. Yes. Yeah, no, that's a 4. That was a 4.
So, he rolled a 5. Gertrude rolled a 5. Cat rolled a 14. And Tikkun rolled a 4.
However, we have use, perhaps, for fighters such as yourself. We're not going to let you into the main chapels. Desecrating such a place with infected is foolishness and heresy, and we will never allow it. But there is a rundown chapel you may take shelter in. You'll be watched, will not be allowed to the greater holy services. But you may stay here for a time if you do work for us.
That's all we ask, dear. We need somewhere to rest and recuperate. As you can see, some of us are very, very poorly right now. And
yeah, he'll look between you, Cap, and Brittany as you say that, like, yeah.
You certainly are.
And he will lower his gun and allow you guys to pass through. Church area.
What about the dog?
Yeah, actually, huh? You know what, I'm gonna say he just thinks it's got mange for now. He's letting the rest of you fuckers in, he'll let the church.
It's just a very ugly dog.
I won't lie, I didn't realise you were getting your asses into Cathedral Ward yet.
Oh.
Which means the maps have deleted themselves because of fucking course they have.
While you're looking for that, Dominicus is gonna pocket a couple of vases of oil from the oil. That he's standing next to before while he was having his argument.
Oh yeah, sure. Okay, hit me a skill check to see if he notices you fucking stealing their defences. Just robbing them blind.
hold on. I'm not, I don't, you know what, He's not going to hide it. He's just going to walk past and take them as he's going past. He's not trying to steal it. He's taking them to use them, as is his right.
You know what? Fair enough. I'll allow it. Right, I've got one of the maps fixed, which is enough for now. Roll 20, my fucking nemesis. So you'll be led past grandiose buildings. Well-maintained, beyond anything in Yharnam proper. There is no scent of smoke here. There's no scent of blood. There's no sewage in the streets. The buildings are stone, not wood. And a lot of them are glowing with gold ornaments and these great, beautiful statues and reliefs depicting various religious scenes. You are led past all of this. Kind of by side streets, back streets, kept away from the main crowds. Almost everyone you see here is draped in church robes, so plain white or sometimes very rarely plain black robes with little adornments. There are a few communion runes, but you see a lot more variety of runes here. The watched feeling, however, does not return. You're led past all the grandeur and the ornaments to a dingy kind of off area. Almost reminds you of Yharnam, but not quite as bad as all that. There is a large stone archway leading into a courtyard with a decrepit looking well, some broken down barrels, and what looks like a bunch of gravestones that have been smashed to bits and just sort of piled in the outside area. And you see the steps of a small chapel. This is Odeon Chapel. It's out of use now. There are better places to spend our time. You may have it, you may not leave it, except by request for church business.
We are here on church business, that only makes sense.
Yep. And he will wander off back to the main bright streets and let you all recuperate.
Alright.
Did he say anything about food?
Does he say anything about my giant amputated arm? Just dragging behind me.
Yeah. Hey, he's seen more fucked up shit than that. He did not say anything about providing you provisions, warmth, anything. This is essentially a pen for you guys to be kept, and you can go inside the chapel building also.
Yeah, so Demacus is going to go inside. He's going to find the altar and show his respects to the gods. He's going to do his little... little chant, little things that he does.
Once Jay said he's seen more fucked up shit, Brittany's just, as she drives, walks by, she's noticing people hauling amputated legs and amputated arms. Just,
actually, you know what?
Doing the same thing. He's like, oh, hey!
Hit me a perception to see how much fucked up shit you notice from the church area. It's gleaming white marble. It's golden gilded rooftops. That's a...
It's old man Withers with his amputated leg. You see it over there?
How much is that for you then?
That is a 10.
Yeah, okay, you see like flayed corpses still writhing around a little bit, being carried over shoulders as casually as bags of flour. You see some dude making a sculpture straight out of bones with like 8 arms. You see two children playing with what you think is a red bowl at first, but what turns out to be like an actual like stomach of something that's been ripped out. And the vibes are still very much high-class church area. No one seems to find anything amiss with this shit.
My god, maybe we should burn this shit down.
I think we burned down the wrong building.
Yeah, the wrong series of buildings.
We should have burned this place down. Like, what the fuck?
Burn it all down.
So, Dominicus, and I assume Macy's coming with you, get inside the building. This place is decrepit. It is crumbling, it is fucked up. There is, however, a large tile section of the floor that is beautifully well done, if old and weathered. It's like 4 circles arranged in a cross shape, with a bigger one in the middle. And they all have carved out places for runes. One of them is the communion room, that's the one in the centre. There are several other runes that you know belong to other church disciplines. On the walls, there are some pictures of martyrs, like, the Fist of Gratia? She's here, beating the shit out of some fucked up looking beasts.
I like whole...
And there's also some markers. Oh, go on.
I was to say, I like hide the actual fist of Gratia that I now have from her.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't show this to her. Maybe she'll want it back.
Yeah. And on the sections that are peeling, you even see remnants of the religion that predates the church. Or at least the version of the church that predates the blood plague. Where there are pictures of like saints christening babes and stuff instead of, you know, people murdering ghouls.
Ah yes, the old gods. Domenicus is feeling a bit more comfortable, although this place is a bit decrepit. It is still a house of the Lord, and or the Lords. And he is he's interested. He seems to think that he's here for a reason. He says to Macy, Let me see that sigil. The one that the nun had.
She will pass you the wrecked looking sigil, which I still need to give you guys. Whoopsie.
I want to compare it to these altars, these four altars.
Oh. Okay. So hang on a moment. So you will see that the four ones surrounding the communion room, one of them is the hunter room. You're familiar with this, the upside down hanging man looking one. Another looks almost like a grotesque face. Imagine like a smiley face with a nose and then just blood dripping from all three holes in it. You do not see the rune that you were holding here. But hit me a religion. Actually, don't hit me religion yet. The conditions aren't quite met. You do feel a resonance from one of the other runes. So basically, middle one, communion. Top one, the weird face-looking one. And the bottom one is a rune with an eye in it. A lot like the communion rune, slightly different shape. Hang on, I might just, really should have downloaded these boys.
Let me zoom into this shit here.
Dominicus is having a great time.
Dominicus is having a wonderful time.
Oh my god.
He's just having a wee look around, a wee puzzle. He's
Next puzzle. That's what he was. That's what he shares with Gertrude. I love of puzzles.
Yeah, he's just wandering around, humming and grunting, just going
holding them up. Does that match?
He's like trying to match them.
I know there's some secret armor or something behind one of these.
Yeah, just
that's
like,
actually what I was going to say. I was going to ask if I can look at where the vestments are kept.
Vestments.
But let's deal with the rune circles first.
Yeah, one thing at a time, come on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, top and bottom are those ones. You also see a rune that looks kind of like a line and a P at the end with some white streaks going for it. It's unusual to see a rune that is not just carved black. Some of them are carved red in reference to blood, but you see that one there. And once I've got these all downloaded and set, I will put them on the map. And the last rune slot is empty. It is being gouged out somehow.
Dominicus again
humps to himself.
Yes. He says, despite the... I do not believe the hunter that brought us here was smart enough to know this, but it does seem like we have been brought here for a reason. And see the rune that we do have? We've got one that matches, don't we?
You have the communion rune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I able to like take that rune closer to the indent itself? Is it something that can fit in place?
So you can't slot it in because the rune you're holding in your hand is like talisman sized, and that gap on the carved one is much bigger. But as you walk closer, you start getting that feeling again, that watched I see you kind of feeling. Hit me a perception. It is fun that you're the only one in here. Everyone else is sitting in the courtyard.
Can Macy do a perception check as well?
Yeah, Macy can make a perception check. No, actually, she can't.
Because I only got two for that.
Yeah, you don't know a shit, but you do feel a calling from the communion one.
So, can I... I'm not going to like say that I'm going in here and being able to roll the perception roll, but can I, at this point, can I say that Brittany is going to go ahead and go into the into there with him? Go to the communion room?
You can go to the main area of the chapel, sure.
Okay. going to go in.
I see Cartman's nudging his tokens over there too, so he just slowly slides them across.
Yeah,
I'm not going to see Dominicus that shit.
Dominicus is just pacing here. He's just pacing, feeling watched. So everybody else, what are you doing?
So we want.
I mean,
so
Vince is just feeling agitated, a bit quiet. I mean, he's, mm-hmm. he was fighting a big boss battle on the bridge, and
So, Justin. So Brittany walks in and just kind of stands next to Dominicus, like, "So, what are you doing? What are you? So, what's going on?
You come here often?
So, yeah. Do you feel anything?
Do you feel anything?
Do you feel anything here, Lam?
Oh, I feel something. I don't know if I should say it because we're in a church, but I feel something.
Oh jeez.
What do you make of this?
It looks like
what are you?
Oh gosh. Oh. well, I don't really
sense
it tingling.
You know, I don't necessarily
He only tapped his hammer to the ground, that's all.
Yeah. Oh, what do you think of my hammer?
I think it's a big hammer. That's what I think. It's a really big hammer. So, you know, I'm going to say this. I wasn't really a religious type, Dami Day. I hate to kind of burst your bubbles. I don't really know much about these runes and stuff. You know, I was a poor girl kind of before I came here. So, you know, I'm not really as educated as I would like to be.
I can't read.
Yeah. She's literally the lamb. Like, she's literally a lamb. So, like, I would say the fact of her being able to read in this kind of, like, environment is very, like, there's no way she would be able to read. Hate to say it. Like,
I literally
say it's nothing
to be ashamed of, lamb. Do not worry. I'm struggling.
We need to get more people reading in Yarnham.
So I'm struggling with my memory of these runes myself. I wish I did have the texts to look up.
I think knowing what little I know about being able to read, I think that's an E.
Don't strain yourself, Lam. There is no shame in this.
What's a three? What's a three? Get out of here!
Yes, failing to really make sense of this, I do want to check out and see if I can find where the vestments were kept, because I do want some more DR.
Some clean clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What armor did I give you again, real quick?
Just black church robes. It's basic black church robes.
What were their stats again? 2DR, 3MR?
2DR, 3MR.
You can go into the back area of the church, right about here, and you can find, like, the old storm. A lot of it's going to be rotted. If you hit me a perception on that, I'll let you find some stuff.
Oh, for fuck's
Meanwhile,
sake.
Brittany, can you... it's always going to be perception for finding things. That's how this game works.
Yeah, that's the one. Unfortunately, everything is in tatters.
Yeah, it's all rotted. As you walk away from the sort of mosaic, Brittany, roll me perception.
Will do, illustrious DM. That is a 12. That is a nat 10.
You can come in here with that and see if there's anything for me.
So, Dominicus did not notice this because he was paying too much attention to trying to match the runes, I guess, to notice what was going on. As he turns away from this rune in particular, it briefly flickers red. And when he leaves, but Macy stays, it goes out again. And it is another one of those eye runes that has a little eye in the center of it. It's not the communion rune, though.
So I call out, Dami Daddy, come back in here! Come back in here, the runes did something!
Yeah, I run out with my hammer raised.
Like, naked, because he was thinking of changing clothes. He's just like, he's like in his underwear. What?
It's got little hearts in here.
Black hearts.
Because
he's an edgy boy. Yeah.
I called at the right time.
Yeah.
All part of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening, Lam?
So these runes, they flickered red when you left.
I knew something was happening.
Do I notice when he comes back in, do they do anything, Jay?
Briefly, yeah, they do that same shit again. It's a weak light, but it is there.
So it just flashed red. It lit up red as soon as you came back in.
Yeah, kneeling down and touching it, does that make a difference?
You get a really strong feeling of that scene thing, and it feels like a bell's rung in your chest, like that kind of weird vibrating feeling when you stand too close to a loud noise.
I cannot tell what is wrong here, but I know something is.
Yeah, it's a shame the rest of the party is still chilling outside.
I'm going to call them in. Let's see if we can get some help on this.
Our characters have different skill sets.
Okay, you having performance issues in here, dear?
Team, there is something suspicious about these runes.
Okay, let me have a look.
Okay, Gertrude, is Brittany going over to them as well?
Yeah, I mean, if he's calling everybody over, I'm assuming Brittany's going to also go ahead and just do it. I'm to be placed wherever you want, that's for sure.
With all three of you standing that close, the rune here is lighting up more and more.
Huh. This seems to be the more people around it, the brighter it glows.
Gertrude, put your finger on the rune and see what you make of the
feeling. Gertrude, finger this rune.
Yes. Touch that rune. See what you make of that feeling.
Oh, the rune. Okay.
So I'm curious. So Hank, I mean, what do you think of all this magic stuff? You're our magic man, you said.
I was going to have a look out here first, but no one ever let me have a damn 5 seconds to have a look.
Well, then you should have been keeping up, buddy. You know, you don't.
Oh, this from Cartman. Okay.
Oh yeah, Cartman, hey. The words of wisdom. All right, listen.
Do
Matt.
I know anything?
I get my jabs
things.
In when I can.
You sure do.
That'll come
if
in.
You want to look outside, you can.
No.
You are the one with the highest arcana.
I'll do that in a minute, unless something happens.
So, yeah. What do I need to roll? 10 plus 3.
You can use arcana, religion, or.
Arcana
perception.
Is 10 plus 3. 10. Oh, see, look, the problem is right here.
Okay.
You fucking idiots, it's here.
Yeah, you dumbasses. Two things you'll notice. One, that shit is, it is glowing, but it doesn't glow brighter as you walk past them on your way to the busted room. Seems to be about where you are. No. One, this is magic shit. Extremely. To no one's surprise. Two, the biggest, like, lump of magic is coming from the communion room. And are you gonna touch it? You gonna poke that room?
Ah, what the hell? Pokey pokey!
Pokey pokey. You're standing on... Okay. you stand on the desecrated rune that has been chipped out of the ground and Uh-oh. Is no longer visible.
And
directly
you
with both your feet.
And you put your right leg in and you put your light leg out. You shake it all about.
And it starts glowing. Not the ruined one, the communion one. It's a familiar light. A bell starts chiming, and it seems to be the same kind of light as was in the fountain. Whether you'll be mildly cursed for standing on the desecrated point of God.
I was kind of moving there to poke at it, but not.
Yeah, I know you were, but still.
But you know what? Fine.
I want to stand on it.
You can if you want, if you want to go 2 for 2 on this.
Tiptoe around slightly.
Okay. So.
We're in this together.
Gertrude comes along fucking tap dance.
Yeah,
over.
Shuffling along.
Slightly dribbling piss as you're walking.
I met this one, he's a rat bastard.
Yeah. you used to be called
churches. Churches make me feel uneasy, so.
IRL or?
Yeah, both,
I tend to get a strange burning sensation if I go into a church.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it appeared to be a
blur. You might want to get checked for that. Right, so the ring glows. It looks like very much like the light at the fountain, the one that's brought you to the Hunter's Dream. Speaking of it, Vance, hit me with a blood tinge if you want.
Okay.
Do you love how much you're remembering about your characters? It's more than I have.
Or 13,
got
+5 on that.
Okay, cool. Usually, you're right. Gods are fucking bastards. You do not like them. However, you quite feel drawn to the weird happy face looking thing. And for some reason, the white rune is making you inexplicably hungry. Unexplainably hungry. You really go for a snack right about now. Do not eat the root. Do not shove the stone into your mouth.
There's a dog right there, so, you know.
I was going to say, I'm looking at Snufflepuff thinking, barbecue. But for now, I'm going to, can I just ignore it for now, or is it like...
It's not compelling you yet, but okay. It is something where you're like, ooh, sushi, perhaps, a barbecue.
My tummy rumbling.
Could go for some.
Someone say barbecue? I got a perfect idea for that.
It's fine, right, it's so fine. I'm going to put out a packet of Ready Salted Christmas Punch on there.
Yeah, fucking Lay's exists. Yeah. Walker's Christmas are a thing in this world. It's the communion room you guys are all familiar with.
So that's just...
And there's no glory. Should have been there, yeah. That's been there the whole time, I just haven't had the image up. Because again, map got fucking yoinked. But you're now safely in this church. This seems like a decent place enough to rest. There's no real bedding, but there are a lot of torches and like little sources of fuel for you to light to be able to see by. It's decently warm, the roof is intact, and you even have a couple side rooms if for some reason you need a separate space. There are a couple of entrances out from the courtyard into the church district proper, but you have been informed that you are not supposed to leave and go there. The glowing light heralding the Hunter's Dream sits in the middle of the mosaic on the communion room.
Is anything going to happen since I poked it?
No, it's just like politely chiming, bell noises, glowing light. Same kind of deal as the fountain one.
We can't go in here to use it as a shop.
You can if you want. You need to. It's not going to suck you in forcefully this time.
No,
you get to choose. Yeah. Except of today.
Okay.
I was going to ask a bit more about the about that ruin you said I recognise, the top one.
You don't recognize it, but you're like, oh, something about that is... Like, you don't quite know what it is, but something about that really is pulling you in.
I do want to check out the shop.
Yeah, then level up, finally.
Just
going to
go get some groceries.
Yeah,
going shopping.
I'm just going to the corner store. I'll be back in time.
Did someone say shopping? Hold on.
I do really need a level up and buy some stuff, because I do need to have, like, 2 grand worth of blood.
Nobody tell them where they are.
Yeah.
That's fine, but the week gets weaker. It's like real life.
Are you guys going to the shop? Matt, you did mention you wanted to go explore the courtyard.
Oh, too late now.
Okay.
The lure of the shop is too much.
The lure of the shop.
Let's fucking go.
Alright, everybody's going. Macy and probably the dog will be left behind, as per usual.
Okay, Domenicus will stand guard with Macy in the chapel while they all go to the dream.
Oh, you're not leveling up? Okay.
I mean, I'm in a rush here. I can go in when they get back.
She gave me a choice this time.
for ease of convenience, we're going to say you just sort of come with us. Matt, how do you change a tab from one area file to another?
So the very top, my pages, go to the right, you see there's a little gold banner?
Oh, yo!
You just drag that.
Thank you for the knowledge. That would have driven me a bit nuts.
You guys are even now. There we go.
There we go.
He told me about the sword button, he's told you about that. There we go.
I'm just going to get the old icons out of here because your health bars are downright incorrect. I'm going to pretend like Cap's coming along with you because it makes it easier than doing 2 separate loads. There you go. You are all in the ethereal realm of the Hunter's Dreams. Random flower fields, grave sites, fog, etc. You don't know what that does yet.
Sprinting over there. Get that level up.
Feel free to explore, to talk to the doll and get some health back if you want.
Yes, health.
Yes,
health.
Yes, definitely. Hello, dear.
And to... buy things at the shop.
This time I'm going to make the smart move. I'm going to explore this place. If I remember last time, all my friends went up this magical corridor here to the left. No, don't know why.
Don't worry about that.
Nothing up there.
You don't want to go there.
Shut up. I need to explore this place. I feel like I missed out something important last time.
It is nothing but a sheer drop from this place. Be careful, Vance. Do not go that way.
Yeah, don't go that way, you fucking die.
Last time we arrived on a boat, so you know.
Oh, Jesus, don't remind me.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember how much
the dock is to the south. You go that way.
I know I read on somewhere.
This dolly working or not?
This DM ain't working, that's what's happening.
Hello, China doll. Hello. Wake, wake.
Oh, 3d10, that's what it is. Right. Yes,
Oh, God. 3d10.
Yeah. She just jerks the life from, like, dead, still not breathing. Hello then. You care for another embrace? 21. Health for you then, Matt.
Hell to the air.
Who else is hugging the doll?
I'm definitely hugging the doll.
Oh, God, again, 18.
It's not great. Oof.
No, but you can buy blood vials here, so.
Can. That is... So, Jay, I want to know. I know in the actual game of Bloodborne, there. I understand things are a little bit different than the actual game. Is there a way I can modify my weapons here? Because I kind of want to see if I can consolidate the Fist of Gratia and my giant arm weapon to where I can just have one little, like, I mean, a big hammer, maybe. Maybe, I don't know, take the giant rock out of the hand, chisel down a handle and put a handle on the rock and make a hammer out of the Fist of Gratia. Or something like that, where I just have one weapon. Maybe.
So, what you're saying, Tuke, is that the most strongest player in our party wants to get even stronger.
No. Here's all I ask, Jay.
Here's what I'm saying.
I turn the Fist of Gratia. The only difference, I get rid of my arm weapon.
Is the sun?
No. It's just, make it a bluntage weapon. That's it. I get rid of my arm weapon instead of strength. It's still a bonus. It improves it just a little bit because I have a bigger blood tinge, but it just turns the Fist of Gratia into a blood tinge weapon. And then I get rid of my arm weapon entirely.
I'll allow it. Because I think that would be very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can modify the weapons in the workshops and stuff. Mm-hmm. So if you find a workshop like the gunpowder one and you don't blow it up, you can do it there.
We're
never going to get to. Fuck!
In German's church, you can also modify them here on these tables here, just like in the game, I think. Right, but first, hold on that because we need to let Carmen level up.
Okay.
And if anyone else wants to hug the doll,
I will level. Am I going to use blood echoes to upgrade this at all? Because they do use blood echoes in the game. A little bit. It's mostly using shards and stuff to upgrade them. But,
it's shards and stuff. I'm not having shards be in this, though, because I didn't want to bother with the... You know, the weapon scaling in Bloodborne is fucking complicated.
Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah.
I didn't want to deal with that at all. Not even a little bit. I think I'll let you do it, but you'll have two options. One will be spending quite a bit of blood echoes, and the other one will be taking a hit to your max health.
Ah, okay. All right, well, let's let Carmen do that first, then we'll discuss it.
Yeah. Cartman, my boy, you are wanting to level up at the fountain.
Yes. I need more power. I feel a bit underpowered, funny enough.
Yeah, I wonder why. Right.
So,
can
you remind me the leveling up way, please?
So you have a currency called Blood Echoes. This is used both to buy items at this one, this little bird bath up the hill, and to level up at this one here.
Oh, so I can buy items as well.
Yes, but it uses the same currency, bud. So if you spend all your stuff on level up, you can't buy stuff.
He's
vice versa.
A bazillionaire, be right.
Yeah, he's got a lot of savings, certainly.
Mm. I mean, I've got ideas. So first things first, I'd like to get a price on a sword because I've got the threaded cane.
Hold up! I'm already stopping you. So you're not leveling up then. You're going to the shop.
Well, hang on, can I only do one?
You can do both, but there are different places, and also I'd rather do them separately than having you try and make me calculate the price for two levels in strength and a sword and three blood vials and two levels in endurance, you know? Don't fuck me like this. My spreadsheets are only so good.
Level up first. Get your level up, and then whatever you've got.
Yeah, okay, I'll go for level ups. That makes more sense. So talk me through that one first, please.
So, the price for each level up depends on what your total level is, right? So you start off at level 10,
okay.
Which is what you currently are. Everyone else is a higher level. So your cost for blood echoes to get to level 11 will be 830 blood echoes. And that's okay. To level up one in strength, one in arcana, or one in vitality, or one in whatever else, right?
I remember it being a bit cheaper for the others, but yes.
Was it?
I think it was, like 400 for them. 830.
Oh, did I half it? I might have halved it. Did I? Was I a little bitch? Did I let you guys have it easier?
It was that first level.
It really wasn't.
I
leveled up like three times, I will say. I'll actually agree with
Cartman.
Okay, yes. It was a lot.
Cartman is correct.
I got scared.
Cartman is correct. I took mercy on you guys and knocked the price down. Way down. It would be 166, actually. You're correct.
Thank you.
I gave you all a discount.
Because I know I had like.
I'll calculate the prices if you tell me what you want.
Because I had like 500 and leveled up like three times.
Yeah, it's going to say. So, if you're saying it's 166 per level up.
No, 166 for your first level gets more expensive the higher you go.
There you go. So, how much is the second level up?
180. Then 200, 240, 290, 230.
Okay, so I'm definitely going to go for like four level ups. Because that's 166 plus 180 plus, what's the third one?
Cartman, could you please just tell me what stat you want to put up?
I want to do more than one stat.
12 hours later.
So you use another skill, bring you to 16, which will bring you to +4.
+4.
Right, and you've spent 786 blood echoes, yes?
Yes.
And that's you done with this?
No, because I've still got money to buy stuff in the shop.
Okay, we'll do the shop.
We're doomed!
Vance has leveled up 4 times. He has spent 786 blood echoes. He's went up 2 in skill and, was it 2 in strength?
And 1 in perception. I leveled up 5 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's 786 for the 4. What's the next one?
290.
Wait, you can level up perception?
You can level up fucking everything.
Nice.
Wait, well, I didn't even know perception was a
thing,
too.
Unless I told one of you guys, like... If I told you guys you couldn't, then you can't, but I think you can.
It's not one of them. I thought we could only do, like, the main stats. I didn't know we could do perception.
I think you can do perception. If I contradict myself, let it be. Right, so you've spent 1,076.
Mm-hmm. Leave me on 814.
1 perception, 2 strength, 2 skill, yeah?
Yes.
Right, just patch that in. I think we're going to leave the buying things items at the shop for the next episode because it is getting kind of long.
Sure. Do a shopping episode.
Because probably other people are going to want to buy stuff as well. So that will be it for this episode of Pint of Cthulhu. Find us in our regular places. Bye-bye.
I finally leveled up. Yes.
It's about fucking time.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.